/doc. How to install Python. Python environment variables. Variable description. Python path. It is similar to path. The variable foretells the Python interpreter as to where it can locate the module files that you can import in a program. Python path must have a Python source library directory and the directories in which your Python code is present. Python path is sometimes set by the Python installer automatically. Python startup. It has the path for the initialization file, which contains Python source codes that are executed every time you work on the interpreter. This file is often named .pythonrc.py in Unix, which usually has commands that can load the utilities or can modify the Python path. Python case OK. This is used in Windows OS for instructing Python to find case-insensitive matches in an import statement. You can set this to any random value for activating it. Python home. It is an alternative search path that is embedded in Python startup or Python path directories for switching the module libraries very easy. Running Python. Python can be run on a system in three ways. Interactive interpreter. You can start by entering Python and then begin programming in its interpreter by beginning from the command line on any platform that provides a command line interpreter or a shell window. A list of command line options is given in the table below. Option, description. D, provide the output after debugging. O, optimize bytecode generation, i.e. the .pyo file is generated. S, don't run the import site for searching Python paths in a startup. V, details of the import statement. X, disable the class-based built-in exceptions. C, CMD. It runs Python script sent in CMD string. File. The Python script is run from the given file. Script from command line. Calling an interpreter on your application can help you run and execute your Python script in the command line. Integrated development environment. It is possible to run Python from a GUI, too. The one thing you require is a system that supports Python. Chapter 2. Python data types. Python supports different data types. Each variable should belong to one of the data types supported in Python. The data type determines the value that can be assigned to a variable, the type of operation that may be applied to the variable, as well as the amount of space assigned to the variable. Let's discuss different data types supported in Python. Python numbers. These data types help in the storage of numeric values. The creation of number objects in Python is done after we have assigned a value to them. Consider the example given below. Total equals 55. Age equals 26. The statement can be used for the deletion of single or multiple variables. This is shown below. Del total. Del total age. In the first statement, we're deleting a single variable, while in the second statement, we're deleting two variables. If the variables to be deleted are more than two, separate them by using a comma, and they will be deleted. In Python, there are four numerical values which are supported: int, float, complex. In Python 3, all integers are represented in the form of long integers. The Python integer literals belong to the int class. Example: run the following statements consecutively on the Python interactive interpreter. X equals 10. X. You can run it on the Python interactive interpreter, and you will observe the following.